Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Indians take on the Oblong Panthers in this non-conference contest here in Crawford County. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Indians and the Oblong Panthers here tonight, two winless ball clubs. Indians at 0-5, and Oblong at 0-4. Somebody's going to get a victory here tonight, Brett.
Darn right. Somebody's going to walk out of here with a big W, Steve, and I think it's going to be the Lawrenceville Indians. They are looking tough as of late, and the Oblong Panthers, you know, they're a little thin. They're not very deep. They're also fairly young as far as their players off the bench are concerned. So it's a good opportunity for the Indians to come out of here with a W.
All right, the Lawrenceville Indians won the JV contest convincingly, 63-18. Skyler Tool with 16 points. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Back here in Oblong, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball here on Light 103. Indians and the Oblong Panthers starting lineup for the Indians of Randy Bishop. Again, 0-5 on the campaign. Connor Odell will start. He is number 3, a 5'9 junior. Also Christian Beeman in the starting lineup for the Indians. Beeman is number 4, a 5'11 sophomore. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup. Zeus is number 10, 6'2 junior. Noah Weger also in the starting lineup. He is a 6'1 sophomore, number 15, and Jordan Jones. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Ryan Moore is in the starting lineup. I stand corrected there. Ryan Moore in the starting lineup. He's a 6'2 senior, number 24. And Jordan Jones also in the starting lineup. He is a 5'11 sophomore, number 32. So it's Odell, Beeman, Marsh, Moore, and Jones for the Lawrenceville Indians. For the Oblong Panthers, coached by first-year head coach Ryan Cheek, they will have in their starting lineup number 5, Connor Potts. He's a 6'1", 150-pound junior. Nathan Meese also in the starting lineup. Number 10, a 5'10", 160-pound junior. Jarrett Manhart also in the starting lineup. Number 3, a 6'1", 140-pound senior. Jace Fielder in the starting lineup, a 5'10", 230-pound senior, number 44. And Casey Cheek is in the starting lineup, number 4, a 6'4", 180-pound senior. So for the Oblong Panthers, Potts, Meese, Manhart, Fielder, and Cheek. For the Indians, it will be Odell, Beeman, Marsh, Moore, and Jones. Again, Indians 0-5, Oblong at 0-4, so as we mentioned in the outset, somebody will pick up a victory here this evening. Indians won the JV, as we mentioned earlier, handily, 63-18. Skyler Toole, who continues to impress with 16 points in the JV contest. Hope you're enjoying the action here. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red white and black trim. Oblong in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and looks like orange trim. And the tap controlled by the Oblong Panthers, who are going from my right to my left here in the first quarter of play. Panthers work it out front. Nathan Meese in the left corner. Now they throw it back out front to Meese on the baseline. Here is Casey Cheek back out front to Connor Potts. Long jumper off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Moore of the Indians. Quickly up floor, Zeus Marsh on the right wing. In the middle now to Moore, who shoots and scores. Ryan Moore with the basket for the Indians. And it's 2-0 Tribe. Indians with some trapping pressure here at the outset against this Oblong Panther ball club. Nathan Meese across the timeline. Now on the ball intercepted by Jones. Up to Marsh. Zeus at the other end lays it up too hard off glass. And the rebound goes out to Christian Beeman, but it's taken away from him by Connor Potts of Oblong. He lays it up at the other end and scores. Connor Potts with the basket. And we're tied at 2, just underway here. 6:54 to go, opening quarter here in Oblong. Beeman in the left corner, feeds it to the high post to Moore. Ryan Moore now off to Jones, right side on the wing to Marsh. Top of the key, long jumper by Jones is good. A three ball by Jordan Jones. First three of the night for the Indians, and the Tribe on top 5-2, 6:30 to go here in the opening quarter play. Now Jones intercepts near half court but can't keep it in bounds. It'll be Oblong basketball. Small bandbox gym here in Oblong. We're way at the top of it.
Great
but
view.
A good vantage point, though.
Absolutely.
Here's the ball knocked away by Moore. Moore one-on-one. Heads to the glass. Lays it up. Too hard. Tapped up by Odell. No good. Gets his own rebound. Gets it to Beeman, who lays it up and in. Beeman with the basket. And the Indians on top 7-2. The ball intercepted by Moore. Tried to save it in bounds right in front of Randy Bishop, who applauds his hustle. But it's out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Very much enjoying the pressure put on by the Tribe tonight, Steve, in the early goings.
That's going to be key here. The Indians figure they can pressure this Oblong ball club and turn turnovers into points. 7-2 they lead. Here on the left wing is Manhart. Manhart has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Manhart recovers. Feeds it down low on the baseline to Fielder. Jace Fielder, his shot is out of bounds. But last touched by the Indians. It'll be Oblong ball underneath their own hoop.
Steve, it's so tight in this gym that there's not even a place for the cheerleaders to stand with enough room to do anything.
Here's a jumper right side off the mark, taken there by Meese and rebounded by the Indians. At the other end, Jordan Jones in the middle. Now puts it up from 12 off glass. No good, rebounded by Marsh. Right side jumper up and in by Zeus. Zeus Marsh with his first basket of the night, and the Indians have a 9-2 lead. They throw over the top of the Indian pressure. Down low to Connor Potts, his jumper right side off the mark, no good. The rebound run down by Casey Cheek. Left side jumper is good, a three ball. Three ball by Manhart. Jared Manhart, the first three for Oblong, and it's 9-5 Indians, 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Marsh at the top of the key, right side on the wing to Beeman, top of the key to Jones, a three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Cheek of Oblong. Gets it off now to Potts. Potts, left side dribble, back out front, but the ball's intercepted by Odell. Odell heads to the other end, lays it up and in. Connor Odell, his first basket of the night. And the Indians with a 6-point lead, 11-5, 4:30 to go. Opening quarter of play. Across the timeline to Casey Cheek in the corner, a long jumper, a three ball is up and in by Connor Potts. Connor Potts, a three ball from the corner. And it's 11-8, Indians. 4:15 to go opening quarter. Now reach in foul, charged against the Panthers. Charged against Jared Manhart.
All five of the starters for the Tribe in the scorebooks so far. And the Indians continuing their offensive. They're looking good on offense. A couple games in a row now.
Here's Moore at the top of the key, right side to Odell. Dribbles to the middle, puts it up off the dribble from about 10, no good. And the rebound brought down by Cheek of Oblong. Now a sideline violation against the Panthers. They stepped out of bounds on the sidelines, and it'll be Indian basketball.
And with 3:58 left here in the first quarter, the Panthers already with five turnovers, so the pressure is working out well for the Tribe so far.
In the corner to Jones, right side on the dribble. His shot is no good, but he was bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And he'll go to the line for Indian free throws. Jordan Jones at the line for the Indians, coming off of that double-figure performance against the Salukis in the loss on Friday. He rolls the first free throw in. Jones now with four on the evening. And the Indians lead by 4, 12-4, make it 13-8, I should say. Five-point lead, intercepted by Jones, three on two. Jones lays it up off glass, too hard. Rebound is brought for and brought out of there by Manhart of Oblong. Now a reach-in foul charged against the Indians.
That foul there on Jones, that's his first of the night.
Indians again with trapping pressure, a 2-3 zone trap. 3:42 to go, opening quarter. Indians by 5, 13-8. They throw down low. Here is a shot up and in. As Fielder got behind the Indian defense, that trapping pressure, and scored easily. And it's 13-10, Indians. Marsh at the top of the key on the dribble. Right side to Beeman. Now in the right wing to Jones. Cutting down low is Beeman. A nice pass from Jones to him. But he can't score, but he was fouled. And will have to earn him at the free throw line.
Foul there on Connor Potts of the Panthers.
Christian Beeman at the line for the Indians. His free throw is up and in. Beeman now with three on the evening. 14-10, Indians lead. 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Free throw up and in by Beeman again. 15-10, Tribe. Again, the trapping pressure. Here is Nice trying to get it across the timeline, intercepted by Moore. Indians fast break at the other end, and Beeman lays it up and in. Christian Beeman with the basket, and a timeout wanted. No ball knocked out of bounds. I stand corrected. And it was a turnover on Oblong, as a matter of fact.
Eighth turnover so far.
Indians will have it underneath their own hoop. Into Marsh, deep on the right wing, back to the middle, but it's intercepted. A lazy pass intercepted by Meese, who lays it up and in. Nathan Meese with the basket. And it's 17-12, Indians by 5, 2:35 to go here in the opening quarter. Jones for the Indians feeds it down low to Marsh on the left side of the basket. Now in the middle of Beeman. His shot underneath is too hard. And it's rebounded by Oblong. Now the Panthers wanting to run. They feed it right side. Jumper is off the mark by Meese. And the rebound brought down by Beeman. Now the Indians wanting to run. In the left corner, Odell takes it to the baseline. Lays it up from about eight. Off the mark, no good. The rebound swept out of there by Cheek. Long down court heave to Meese. Meese to the baseline, lays it up and in. Meese with a basket, his second hoop here in the first quarter, and it's 17-14, Oblong. 1:53 to go in this fast-paced first quarter of play. Beeman on the deep right wing, dribbles to the middle, lays it off now to Jones, his 10-footer, right side is up and in. Jordan Jones with another hoop. Indians lead by 5, 19-14, a minute 34 to go. Opening quarter play. Right side jumper is off the mark by the Panthers. Off the mark by Casey Cheek. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. As Skyler Toole checks into the game for the Indians, as does R.J. Nelms for Randy Bishop.
Very fast-paced game so far. Good to get the subs in. Get some fresh bodies out there.
Here's Toole between the circles. Feeds it now to Moore at the high post. Moore looking for the cutter. That's Nelms on the baseline. And we have a bumping foul charged against Oblong.
Looks like that one might be on Fielder. Yep.
Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Now a substitution here for Oblong. The 13, Zane Belford checking into the game. Indians inbound to Toole. He lays it up and in. Skyler Toole, coming off that 16-point JV performance, has his first varsity basket. And it's 21-14. Now Oblong throws it away right in front of their head coach, first-year head coach, Ryan Cheek. Ryan Cheek was a former Oblong Panther. Pretty good player, as I recall, during his career here. Here's Jones at the top of the key, off the inbound for the Indians. Now to Marsh. Zeus lets it go from about 18. Off the mark. Rebounded by Jones to Nelms. Back to Toole. Back out top of the key to Marsh. Underneath, wide open is Jones, who lays it up and in off a good pass by Marsh.
Marsh is definitely an underrated passer for the Tribe. Been making some good plays for them in the last two ball games. Seeing Cutter's cut.
Here's Oblong working it down low and a reach-in foul on the Indians. Three Indians were in close. We'll wait to see who that foul was on. R.J. Nelms, the call. His first, team second here in the first half. 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. And it's 23-14. Long bomb right side, well off the mark. Taken there by Manhart. Now the Indians at the other end throw it away. 16 seconds to go. Oblong breaking to the other end, shot up and in. Nice drive by Nathan Meese to the basket. Meese has 6 points. And it's 23-16. Indians, 4 seconds to go underneath. Toole lays it up and in on another nice pass by Zeus Marsh. Skyler Toole with four off the bench. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here in Oblong. After one, here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 25 and the Oblong Panthers 16. 25-16 Indians. We're back in a minute. Listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back to the action here in Oblong as Skyler Toole lays it up for another 2 points for the Indians. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. I want to thank People's State Bank, and I want to thank Carl Rich Memorial Hospital for bringing you this ball game.
Indians lead 27-16. Here's a shot at the other end by Oblong. Missed and rebounded by Moore. Across the timeline to Nelms. Indians lead by 11. Here's a shot by Marsh. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Good baseline move left side by Zeus Marsh. And he scores.
That's as strong as I've seen Zeus Marsh go up so far this year. He needs to use that jumping ability and the physicality that he has on his side. It's a strong player.
Free throw up and in by Zeus. And the Indians lead by 14, 30-16, 7:28 to go. Second quarter play, again the trapping pressure. Oblong throws down the sidelines and beats it. Shot up and no good. Taken there by Cheek of Oblong. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Now to Toole between the circles. Tribe on the attack with this 30-16 lead. Left side on the wing. Ball knocked away, but Toole recovers. On the left wing to Nelms. In the left corner to Marsh. Feeding it down low. And here is Moore. Ball knocked away but recovered near the half line by Toole, and the Indians will reload. 6:50 to go. Second quarter action. 30-16 Lawrenceville. Marsh. Top of the key to Jones. Jones left side of the lane. Cut off there. Back out between the circles to Marsh. Zeus directing traffic from there. Gets it to Jones. Left side on the wing to Toole. Toole reach in foul. Charged against Manhart of Oblong. 6:34 to go, second quarter, 30-16 Indians. Beeman in and Nelms out for the Indians.
Steeman, Christian Beeman back in the game.
Here is Beeman, left side to Marsh, deep on the wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key, finds Jones underneath, shoots and misses.
Rare miss there by Jones. 22 points this weekend against Red Hill.
Had a wide open shot, miss it. Now Jones with a steal, and he heads to the other end. Will lay it up and in. Jones with a basket. And the Indians on top, 32-16. They double the score. 6:05 to go here in the second quarter play. Left side jumper is off the mark, an air ball by Cheek, Casey Cheek. Rebounded by the Tribe. Here's Toole between the circles, lets the traffic clear. Now dribbles down the lane to the hole with the right hand, up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Skyler Toole with eight off the bench by my count.
That's what I've got so far as well.
And a chance at a three-point play.
Skyler Toole, one of the best driving guards that the Indians have. Tucks the ball really well, protects it, gets to the body, draws the contact, and puts it up.
Free throw up and in. 35-16 Indians. Again, the Tribe with some trapping pressure. Across the timeline comes Manhart's, taken away by Jones. Jones one on two to the other end.
Got him for the Euro step.
Yep. Took that Euro step, which you don't allow in high school. Jones on the steal, but it's good aggressive play there again by the Indians as Taylor Osmond checks into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Ryan Moore in the Indian lineup.
I wonder if it's the fact that the Euro step's not allowed or if these refs just are not used to seeing it. Oh, that was a travel.
Here's a pass on the baseline. Jumper is off the mark there by Nathan Meese. And the rebound brought down by Toole. Brings it across the timeline. Left side to Jones on the wing. Goes to the baseline. Spins. Lets it go. No good. Rebound up and in by Marsh. Zeus Marsh not boxed out on the other side. Laid it up and in. And it's 37-16. Indians on top here. Bidding for win number one. 5 minutes to go, second quarter play. They lead 37-16. Now Beeman with a steal for the Tribe. Off to Jones. Jones across the timeline and a foul charged against Jordan Jones. He did throw the elbow there trying to clear some space near the half line. Now Noah Wager into the game for the Indians. First time we've seen him here this evening.
And Jordan Jones will take a seat with 11 points. Let's keep track of him.
37-16. Right side on the wing to Connor Potts. Potts now at the high post to Cheek. Long jumper, top of the key, off the mark by Nathan Meese. And a rebounding foul charged against the Indians. And it'll be oblong basketball underneath their own hoop. Well, I guess the ball just out of bounds, no foul there. So it'll be oblong ball underneath their own hoop. And it comes out front, long three-pointer is off the mark by Nathan Meese. Rebounded by Marsh, quickly up floor to Toole. Toole on the right side dribble, lets a three-pointer go off the mark. Osmond the rebound, back out to Beeman. He lets the jumper go left side. That's off the mark. Now rebounded by Cheek. Casey Cheek, left side, cut off by good Indian defense. Now lets the jumper go from the left side, off no good. Beeman high for the rebound for the Indians. Brings it across the timeline, right side to Wager on the baseline, goes to the hole, has the ball knocked away, and we have a held ball, and it'll be oblong basketball.
The Panthers, similar to the Indians, lack a true big man, so this is going to be a very athletic matchup tonight.
37-16, 4 minutes to go, second quarter play. Indians on top as the Panthers throw it away.
Another turnover there for the Panthers. That is their 14th already in this game.
Indian pressure able to pay off with plenty of turnovers, and the Indians have a comfortable 37-16 lead with 3:59 to go here in the second quarter play. Here in oblong. Across the timeline comes Toole to the free throw line. Lets the jumper go from there. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Seuss puts it up too hard. And the rebound by Osmond, but he can't keep it in bounds. And it'll be oblong basketball. So Panther basketball. 3:48 to go, second quarter, 37-16. Indians, all tribe here in this first half as they again hit the trap. The Panthers get it away. A jumper off the right side, no good. Taken there by Casey Cheek. Indians want to run, 3-on-2 break. Odell to Marsh. Marsh right side of the lane, back out front to Beeman. Beeman recovers near half court now as the ball taken away and slapped away by Nathan Meese, who lays it up and in. Nathan Meese has 8 unofficially by my count here in this first half of play, and it's 37-18, and now an over-the-back call against the Indians. A careless turnover there. And Jordan Jones gets ready to come back into the lineup. And the Indians want a timeout, 30-second break. 3:12 to go, second quarter. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 37, Oblong 18. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
As we get back to the action here in Oblong, I want to thank a few more of our sponsors for bringing you this broadcast. I want to thank Citizens National Bank of Albion. I want to thank Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. I want to thank Sanders Family Chiropractic. I want to thank WTHI-TV10.
Oblong ball off the timeout, trailing 37-18, 3:06 to go, second quarter play here in Oblong. Indians their first real road trip of the year. They feed it down low underneath, and a shot in close is no good by Fielder, and we have a foul charged on the rebound against Oblong. So no question the Indian pressure has bothered the Panthers here in their home floor. Now with the foul, we'll go to the other end for Indian free throws. And Taylor Osma will be at the line with the 1-1. Indians on top here. Osmond's free throw rolls through.
Not bad. I did not expect that out of Taylor Osmond. Zeus Marsh checking back in for Noah Weger.
Osmond. Second free throw on its way. Got them both. Now he'll check out of the game, replaced by Moore. For the Indians.
We got our starters back on the floor for the Indians.
Again, the trapping pressure out front. Here is Jared Manhart getting it across the timeline, but they throw it away. Long down court heave to Marsh. Feeds it down underneath to Odell. Shot up and in from about 5 feet for Connor Odell. 4 for Odell here in this first half, and it's 41-18 Indians. Pressure by the Indians. They break through. Do the Panthers. Three-pointer right side is off the mark. Taken there by Connor Potts. Long down court heave to Marsh. Zeus 1-on-2. Feeds it to Odell. Lays it up and in. Connor Odell with the basket.
Indians. Zeus Marsh with at least 4 assists on the evening so far.
At the other end. Quickly shot up and in by Nathan Meese. Definitely their best player, Nathan Meese. He's in double digits with 10. And it's 43-20. He has 10 of their 20 points. Odell left side to Marsh on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Feeds it down on the left baseline to Jones, who shoots. Missed in close. Rebound brought down by Meese. And a reach-in foul charged on the Indians with a minute 52 to go here in this fast-paced second quarter play. They haven't had many stoppages of play. And the pace has been fairly quick.
Reminds me of the Suns in like 06 through 2010.
Double team and the ball intercepted by Jones, and a reach-in foul charged against Connor Potts as he prevented Jones from getting to the ball and heading to the other end for an unmolested layup.
Now, do they have clear path fouls in high school? They don't.
No.
They don't, right? Okay. Because he had nothing but just in football, he would have nothing but green grass in front of him. There was nobody.
Free throw by Jones is off the mark. No good. And the rebound brought down by Casey Cheek. Now off to Manhart, down the lane, a drive by Cheek on the return pass. And an offensive foul charged. Nope, a defensive foul on the Indians. I stand corrected. Ryan Moore picking up the foul for the Tribe, and at the line will be Casey Cheek. He represents the size on Oblong at 6'4", 180. His free throw is on its way and no good off the back iron.
Very similar to Zeus Marsh. He's an athletic forward with the ability to drive and jumps pretty well.
Tool back in for the Indians, replacing Beeman in the lineup. Second free throw, no good. Marsh the rebound. Outlet pass to Tool. Indians want to run. They bring it across the timeline with a minute 27 to go here in the second quarter play. Here's Marsh on the right wing. Zeus left side to Tool on the wing. Feeds it to Marsh. Now back top of the key to Moore. Moore looks down low. Nothing happening there against the man-to-man of the Panthers. Top of the key. Moore's jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound corralled by Nathan Meese of Oblong. And now the Panthers throw it away. Bad pass by Casey Cheek, way out of bounds.
Almost took out a cheerleader there.
Indians with the ball and a 43-20 lead. 23 points, 55 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. Tool out front. Looks for a screen for Moore, top of the key. Now the ball almost intercepted, but it's recovered by Odell. Left side to Jones. Jones down the lane, throws it up there, no good, but he was hacked on the arm and will head to the line for Indian free throws with 40.3 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Jordan Jones at the line for the Indians. His free throw is on its way and good. 44-20, Indians by 24 points. Make it, keep it at 24 as Jones missed. And the rebound brought down by the Panthers. Jarrett Manhart in the corner. Meese, a long jumper, good.
Meese doing it all for the Panthers tonight. He has 13 points.
Nathan Meese with the basket. 44-23, 20 seconds to go. See if the Indians go for a final shot here. Here's Odell down the lane, left side to Tool, goes to the left baseline, puts it up from eight. Off the mark, no good. Marsh battling for the rebound, lays it up, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. They have a two-on-one break, 6 seconds to go. There's a shot up, and no good by Potts. And the rebound basket up and in. But I did not see who scored that.
That was Cheek.
That was Cheek with the basket for the Oblong Panthers. Casey Cheek, his first hoop of the evening. And that brings us to the end of the first half of play. A good first half for the Indians here on the People's State Bank scoreboard at halftime. Our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 44 and the Oblong Panthers 25. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our 6 locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here in Oblong, time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. I'm Steve Anderson, along with Brent Hartman. Lawrenceville Indian basketball on the road tonight from Oblong, and so far so good. It is Lawrenceville 44, Oblong 25. Indians led 25-16 after one quarter of play, and lead here comfortably 44-25 at the half. Brett, good first half for the Indians, just exactly what they needed.
Absolutely. The pressure really got to the Panthers. They had 15 turnovers unofficially here in that first half. Let's go ahead and go over some of the scoring. So we'll start with the home team, with the Panthers. Connor Potts with 5 points. Nate Neese, our game-leading scorer, with 13. Jarrett Manhart had 3 of his own. Jace Fielder with 2 of his own. And Casey Cheek with 2. So only the starters for the Panthers have scored tonight. And then for the Indians, Jordan Jones leads all Indian scorers with 12 points. Zeus Marsh with 7. Connor Odell with 6 points. Christian Beeman, 6 points. Ryan Moore has 2 of his own. Skylar Toole off the bench with 9 points. And Taylor Osmond with 2 of his own off of a couple of free throws. He comes in off the bench and makes a direct impact into the game. And you always love to see that out of your bench players.
Indians, as we mentioned before, led after one quarter, 25-16, got off to a fast start, the zone trapping pressure, able to force some turnovers and some easy buckets, led 16 after one quarter, and they're on top here, 44-25 at the half. Indians won the JV game again, 63-18, with Skylar Toole with 16 points in that win. Lawrenceville Indians are leading here at halftime, 44-25. 25. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Here from Oblong, we're back with the second half in action. In 4 minutes, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
This is the fresh sound of Light favorites you've been waiting for too long. It's here now. Light 103, WAKO FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
We're back here in Oblong, second half underway. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Indians leading 44-25. Oblong with a zone here after playing man-to-man much of that first half. They've gone to a zone to try to stem the Indian tide here. Jones, a long jumper, a three-pointer from the wing.
Jones with the pass fake there to set up the wide-open three-pointer, and he drills it.
47-25, Indians. Now at the other end. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Fielder, and a foul charged. Traveling violation against Jace Fielder of the Oblong Panthers.
Pressure continuing to get to the Panthers. 11th turnover already on the night. First of the second half here. It's not too often that the Tribe is out-turnovered by the opposition.
Here's Toole across the timeline, left side on the wing to Jones against that zone. Now between the circles to Odell, right side on the wing to Toole. Now in the middle to Marsh. Now to Odell, Toole on the right wing. Feeds it in the middle to Marsh at the free throw line. Ball tapped away and stolen away by Jarrett Manhart. And the ball taken away by the Indians at the other end. Odell across the timeline. Connor, right side to Toole, down low to Moore. His shot no good from the right side, about 10 feet away. And the rebound brought down by a new player into the game, number 50, Caleb Black. First time we've seen him for Oblong here tonight. Number 50 down the lane, a shot up off glass, and no good by Connor Potts. And the Indians with the rebound. Quickly at the other end, here's Marsh. Back out to Toole. Indians will set up. Stand away here in the third quarter. Indians on top, 47-25. Free throw line jumper by Moore is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Potts of Oblong. Off now to Jarrett Manhart across the timeline on the right side dribble. He'll back it out now against the Indian zone. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Long jumper off the mark right side by Manhart. And the rebound brought down by the Indians. They work it to Toole on the right side of the lane. Now he's going to call a timeout. Randy Bishop called a timeout right there. Going to be a 30-second break. 5:51 to go, third quarter. Lawrenceville 47 and Oblong 25 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
As we rejoin the action here in Oblong, I want to thank a few more of our sponsors. I want to thank Wabash General Hospital. I want to thank Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport and Cunningham Young Funeral Home.
It is with the ball and the big lead, 47-25. 5:45 to go in the quarter. Here's a shot in the middle by Marsh off the mark. No good. Oblong the rebound. 3-on-2 break. Zeus breaks it up from behind and knocks it away. And a foul charge. Oh. As I said, Zeus got him on the arm coming up from behind.
Disagree with that one. I thought it was clean. But I might have a better viewpoint.
Jarrett Manhart inbounds in the corner. A shot up off the mark. No good. Brought back out now. Here's a long jumper. Oh, nope. Pass underneath to Black. Black with his first basket of the night off the bench. 47-27, a 20-point Lawrenceville lead. 5:18 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ryan Moore in the middle of the Marsh. Free throw line jumper by Zeus is good. It rolled down and through for Zeus. Zeus now with 9 by my count. 49-27. In the corner, a long jumper by Manhart off the mark. No good. Indian rebound down to Marsh. Lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh, the recipient of a nice pass there. Now he's in double digits with 11. At the other end, a shot off glass and no good. And then a shot up by Black is off the mark. No good. Off that miss by Manhart. Here's Odell taking it to the baseline. Back out to Toole on the left wing. Toole in the corner now to Odell. His jumper from 18 is good. Connor Odell. Odell with 8. And the Indians lead 53-27, 4:23 to go, third quarter of play. Down the lane, here's Meese. His shot off the mark, no good. Rebound, shot up and no good. And Jones battling for the rebound. Comes away with it and a foul charged on Oblong on Casey Cheek. He got part of the arm. Good aggressive rebound there by Jordan Jones.
And Casey Cheek didn't want to have any hand slaps from anybody, not from Jordan Jones, not from any of his teammates. Pretty frustrated with himself there on the lazy foul.
R.J. Nelms into the game for the Indians. Across the timeline, Skyler Toole to Nelms on the deep right wing against the zone. 2-3 by head coach Ryan Cheek. Long jumper left side is off the mark by Jones. Rebounded by Oblong, but stolen away by Jones. Jones flips it up from the right side on the drive. No good. Now Oblong throws it away back out to Jones. Goes to the left baseline. Loses the handle on the ball. Loose ball. And recovered there by Cheek. Casey Cheek of Oblong. Here he comes. Quickly left side. In the corner to Meese. Long jumper off the mark. And no good. And there's a shot up by Cheek. No good. Rebounded underneath by Meese. And a foul charged against the Indians.
Actually, I think that was offensive foul on number 13. Zane Belfort there. Nope. On Nelms. He pointed at Belfort. That's my fault. Want to point out, though, Jordan Jones, 5 steals on the night, Steve.
Having a good game. In it comes on the left side. Jumper off the mark. Taken there by Connor Potts. Indians rebound. Noah Wager feeds it in the middle, but he threw it away. But Zeus Marsh able to recover the loose ball for the Indians. Feeds it left side to Nelms. RJ open, but doesn't take the shot. Now back to Tool. And the Indians will settle in against this 2-3 zone with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Lawrenceville 53, Oblong 27. Nelms in the middle to Marsh. The ball intercepted in the lane by the Indians, but now knocked out of bounds. It'll still stay at this end, and it'll be Oblong Panther basketball. Comes Oblong's Caleb Black, a freshman, back in the game. A 6'4 freshman had a bucket here earlier. Had a brief break there. Now back in. Tool down the lane. Left side to Nelms. His jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Wager. Shot no good. Rebounded by Moore. Up and in. Ryan Moore with a basket. Moore with 4. And the Indians lead 55-27. 2:40 to go. Third quarter play. And looks like we have a turnover on the Oblong Panthers, turning it over.
Step out of bounds on the drive.
So it'll be Panther basketball with 2:35 to go in the third period of play. In the middle they go to Marsh, back out front. To Tool in the middle of Marsh, the high post, free throw line, back to Tool, top of the key. He'll back it out, right side on the wing. To Wager, back to Tool, top of the key against that zone. Now to Wager, lets the jumper go, right side, got it. Three ball by Noah Wager. That's his first basket of the night. And a 30-second timeout wanted by Oblong, by head coach Ryan Cheek. 2:09 to go, third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville 58, Oblong 27. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Back here at Oblong High School, I want to thank a few more of our sponsors responsible for bringing you this game. I want to thank Sip It and Sweet Teas. I want to thank KZ State Bank. I want to thank Larry Bob's Pizza.
Indians leading here, 58-27 off the timeout. They put pressure on the inbound, and the Panthers get it across the timeline. They feed it down low to Black. Black, the freshman, double-teamed, has the ball stripped away. Taken away by Ryan Moore. The tool on the left side of the lane, on the wing, now down low on the left baseline to Wager. Back out front, the ball tipped out of bounds by Meese. Nathan Meese, it'll be Indian basketball. As Taylor Osmond checks into the game for the Tribe, replacing Ryan Moore. Marsh in the left corner for the Indians, feeds it underneath to Wager. Wager back out to Marsh, left side jumper by Zeus off the mark, no good. And the long rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Nelms of the Indians. It'll be Panther basketball. 1:35 to go, third quarter play. No suspense here, folks. Lawrenceville 58, Oblong 27.
It's going to be some Indians players walking out of here with career and season and career highs in scoring.
Here's the ball taken away by the Indians. A 4-on-1 break. They give it to Tool. He lays it up too hard. Rebounded by Wager. Can't control. Now Tool gets it to Wager in the middle again. Puts it up from about 5 and got it to roll through. Noah Wager with the basket. He's got five on the night. 60-27 Indians. A minute eight to go, third quarter. Panthers across the timeline in the corner to Meese. His jumper is short. And the rebound brought down by Osmond. Long down court heave to Wager on the left wing. Dribbles to the middle. And has the ball knocked away. Nope, a travel. Said he traveled before the ball was knocked away by the Panther defense. And so it'll be oblong basketball.
Not a fan of the Euro, hop, step, whatever it is. Although there's a Panthers player that's done it three or four times and we've heard no whistle.
Tool out of the game, replaced by Odell for the Indians. The Indians again with that trapping pressure, 2-3 zone trap. 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. Across the timeline, in the corner now to Cheek. His jumper is up and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Casey Cheek, his second basket of the night. And a chance at a three-point play. Casey Cheek, a 6'4", 180-pounder. Hasn't been much of a factor here tonight. Got a bucket there and a chance at a three-point play. And he missed the free throw. Rebounded by Osmond, but he has it taken away by Meese. And a foul charged on Osmond. Taylor in frustration at losing that ball underneath. Bumped Meese. It'll be Panther ball underneath their own hoop. Manhart will inbound for the Panthers. With 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. In it comes to Cheek. His jumper from the corner, a long one, no good. Now Osmond high above the Panthers for the rebound. Off to Odell. Connor across the timeline, behind the back dribble, but loses it. Now we go the other way. Here is Connor Potts. And now as he stepped on the baseline, did Meese on that pass. And it'll be a turnover on the Panthers.
A little bit of a hot potato going on right now with both teams as far as ball control goes.
Yeah, sloppy basketball with this game 60-29. Underneath they go to Nelms, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Cheek of Oblong. It'll be Indian ball underneath their own hoop with 15.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. And it comes to Osmond back out front to Wager. Wager waits for Marsh between the circles. He'll back it out now. Now to Wager, 7 seconds to go. Wager off the dribble, jumper good from the right side from about 15 feet. Noah Wager. And the long down court heave is nowhere near the mark. At the end of three quarters on the People's State Bank scoreboard here in Oblong, Lawrenceville Indians 62 and the Oblong Panthers 29. Back in a minute, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Dieselex Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our fast stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Each year, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Olney Central College join forces to celebrate the rewards of healthy living with HealthFest. HealthFest 2017 will be held on Saturday, October 7th from 7:30 to 11 a.m. in the gymnasium at Olney Central College. Free screenings will be offered for blood glucose, blood pressure, eye, hearing, and bone density, among others. Cholesterol and PSA screenings are available at a reduced cost. Mark your calendars for HealthFest 2017, Saturday, October 7th at Olney Central College.
As we rejoin basketball action here from Oblong, I want to thank Lawrence County Health Department for bringing you this basketball game. Steve?
62-29 Indians. 8 minutes to go in this one before the Indians notch win number one. Back it comes to Oblong's Jared Manhart, and a three-pointer by Manhart for Oblong. And it's 62-32, a 30-point Indian lead. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here in Oblong on this Tuesday night. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball. Jones in the middle to Marsh. Left side on the wing to Nelms. Down low, the ball intercepted, but recovered by Marsh underneath. Fights for the loose ball, can't get it. Now players trying to grab a hot potato basketball. We have a foul charged, I believe, on Oblong. It'll be Indian basketball.
Put that one on Zane Belfort, number 13 for the Panthers.
Belfort, a 6-foot, 155-pound junior. in the game for Ryan Cheek. In the middle they go to Marsh, laid it up and in. Nice pass.
Great pass there by R.J. Nelms.
Zeus Marsh in double digits, 64-32, 7 minutes to go in the game. Indians in control, 64-32. Top of the key, a long jumper is good. A three ball by Manhart, his second three. I think all his points have come from the three-point line.
That's what I have unofficially.
Yep. Nine, all three balls. Here's Odell, a three ball from the right side. No good for the Indians. Rebound battle for and brought down by Casey Cheek, and a foul, a reach-in foul charged on the Indians. Zeus Marsh picking up that foul. 6:41 to go in this game. Lawrenceville Indians on their way to win number one on the year.
Convincingly.
Yes, on the road. 64-35, 6:33 to go in the game. Indians in that zone, and the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be oblong basketball there. Offensive end. And it comes to Manhart. Now to Meese. Meese to Belford. And there's a shot missed underneath, but rebounded up and no good by Casey Cheek, and the Indians with the rebound. Now the ball is tipped away, out of bounds. Last touched by Marsh of the Indians.
Good amount of Connor Odell's passes tipped tonight, Steve. If going forward for the Indians to have success, he's gonna have to eliminate those potential turnovers.
64-35 Lawrenceville, 6 minutes to go in the game. Across the timeline, Connor Potts feeds it to Meese on the right wing. Meese down the lane and bumped and fouled. A hand check on the Indians. Stopping the clock with 5:56 to go in the game. 64-35. In it comes. The Panthers feed it down low to Belford. Belford is double teamed. Feeds it in the middle now to Meese, off through his hands. Recovered near half court now by Potts. Now top of the key to Manhart. Manhart on the dribble, right side, double team, feeds it down low to Belford. And a foul charged on the Indians. Reach in foul on the Tribe.
Another one there on Ryan Moore.
And the Panthers will inbound underneath their own hoop. 17 fouls on the Indians here. Now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full 1 minute break. 5:35 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It reads Lawrenceville 64 and Oblong 35. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here in Oblong, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball on Light 103, 64-35. Free throw is no good, taken by Zane Belford of Oblong. The ball tapped out of bounds by a Panther. It'll be Indian basketball. 5:32 to go in the game. All that remains to be determined, really, the final score. 64-35 right now. Indians on top. Man-to-man now as they come out of the zone. Ineffective for head coach Ryan Cheek in the second half to try to get back into the game. Zeus Marsh backs it out now. No pressure on him. And the clock continues to move with 5:10 to go in the game. Now the ball taken away. Lazy pass intercepted by Manhart, who lays it up and in. Manhart now, that's his first two-point field goal tonight. Has 11 points in the game, and it's 64-37 Indians. Marsh, with no pressure on him out front, just holds the ball. And the clock continues to move with 4:48 to go. Now Moore between the circles for the Indians. Now to Jones. Jones now to Toole. Indians spreading the floor. Motion offense. Skylar Toole dribbles between a double team. Down the left corner to Jones. Back out front to Toole. Toole out front on the dribble. Down the lane. Cut off there. Back out to Moore. Underneath Jones. Wide open. Reverse layup. Shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And we'll feed it underneath now to Beeman, cutting to the hole, lays it up, too hard, no good. Rebound battle for, and the Panthers come away with it. Coming away with it is Jared Manhart across the timeline. They go to Beast on the baseline. His shot is up, no good, and a blocking foul charged against the Indians with 4 minutes to go in the game. Nathan Meese hasn't been as effective in the second half as he has in the first.
He has not scored a bucket here in this second half, Steve.
Free throw on its way, and no good off the front iron. So the score remains 64-37. Brian Moore out for the Indians. Taylor Osmond in.
Be a good opportunity here for Osmond to get some real playing time, as Moore has contributed 4 points so far, but he's done a really good job on the glass tonight.
Meese with the second free throw, one out of two, 64-38, 3:55 to go in the game. Toole on the deep left wing, dribbles between a double team, throws it up there off glass, no good, and he's called for an offensive foul. Must have threw an elbow in there.
Goodness.
And the turnover gives the ball to Oblong with 3:48 to go in the game. 64-38 Indians. Nathan Meese will bring it across the timeline. Indians giving plenty of room out there. Again, a 2-3 zone. Randy Bishop continues to mix and match. Ball tipped away by Beeman, and he's able to come up with a loose ball. Now the ball slapped away from behind by Zane Belford, but a foul charged on Belford as he got part of the arm. And the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop.
Indians have caused 25 turnovers by the Panthers tonight.
Only three team fouls on Oblong here in the second half. Here's Toole on a baseline drive up and in, right side. Nicely done by Skylar Toole. He's in double digits here. 66-38. There's a steal by Marsh. Zeus heading to the other end, lays it up too hard, but he was pushed from behind and a foul charge. He'll go to the line for Indian free throws with 3:15 to go in the game. Zeus Marsh at the line for the Tribe.
Knocks down the first one.
He'll have another. 67-38 Indians. 3:15 to go in the game. Free throw up and in by Marsh. 68-38, Indians by 30 points. 3:10 to go in the game. Meese down the lane, feeds it off, and jumper no good from the corner by a new player in the game, Caleb Newman. He is a sophomore. Shot at the other end, no good, but rebounded up and in by Toole. Skylar Toole with another basket.
13 points on the evening off the bench for Skylar Toole.
70-38, drive down the lane by Meese off the mark, no good. And rebounded by Jones, and the Indians will bring it up slowly across the timeline. Left side to Beeman on the wing, leaves it off for Marsh, 2:38 to go in the game. Indians in control, 70-38. Win number one for the Indians, 2:30 away. Back out front to Jones, right side on the wing, deep wing to Marsh, left side to Beeman. Beeman, left baseline, leaves it off for Jones, back out front between the circles to Marsh, right side to Beeman on the wing, and there's A steal attempt by Connor Potts, and he's called for the foul, stopping the clock with 2:13 to go in the contest. Jordan Jones is out of the game, most likely. Final time we'll see him, a solid game for him. Skyler Toole also checks out. Great game for him off the bench.
And we got Logan Williams getting his first action of the evening.
There he is, feeds it into R.J. Nelms. Underneath to Osmond, he lays it up from about eight, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jace Fielder of Oblong. Right side to Newman. He throws it away. Here's R.J. Nelms feeding it off to Beeman. Shot up too hard off glass and a foul charged on the Panthers.
Good pass there by Nelms, though, to split the D on the fast break.
Randy Bishop starting to clear the bench now with a minute 50 to go in the game, and the game well in hand, 70-38.
That'll bring in Connor Gray after the first shot.
Cale Powell also getting set to check in for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Beeman. Christian Beeman now with 7 points. Unofficially in the game, Zeus Marsh out of the game, Taylor Osmond out of the game for the Indians. Beeman's free throw up and in. 72-38, a minute 48 to go in the contest. Indians on top. Meese down the lane, throws it up and in, and a foul. And a chance, I think, at a three-point play. They say count the hoop for Nathan Meese. And it's 72-40, a minute 41 to go in the game.
And that'll bring in Eli Ivers for Steeman Christian Beeman.
Free throw on its way, no good. Rebound brought down by the Panthers. A long three-pointer left side off the mark by the Panthers' Connor Potts at the other end. The Indians fast breaking. Williams can't handle the pass. Now in the corner, lets a three-ball go. Got it! Williams a three-ball for the Indians. Off the bench, 75-40. Down the lane, Meese, his layup is no good. Rebounded by Williams. Quickly up floor to Nelms. Feeds it left side now to Powell. His jumper is off the mark. Actually, that was Ivers. Missed that shot. And rebounding foul charged on the Indians. Indian bench was getting ready to erupt there with Eli Ivers into the game. Some of these bench guys, whenever they get in the game, it's exciting when they get a chance to score.
Absolutely.
And at the line will be Jace Fielder, 5'10", 230-pound senior for Oblong Panthers. 2 points for him on the evening. And still at two as he missed that free throw with a minute 9 to go in the game. 75-40, Indians by 35 points. The free throw on its way, off no good. Rebounded up and in. Up and in by Casey Cheek. Casey Cheek with 6. 75-42, minute to go in the contest. Here's Nelms on the left wing, feeds underneath to Gray, lays
nice.
It up and in. Connor Gray with the basket.
His first points on the season.
77-42, Meese lays it up and in. Meese for Oblong. 77-44, 38 seconds to go in the game. Gray at the high post, Ivers on the left wing, top of the key to Gray. Down low to Nelms, RJ lays it up and in. So Nelms in the scorebook tonight. 79-44, 24 seconds to go. Meese, left side of the lane in the corner. Long jumper is off the mark. Long rebound brought down by Cheek. And he lays it up and in. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. So Cheek able to score at garbage time here off that rebound of his own miss from the corner.
I thought he was going to shoot it again there from the corner. He had plenty of room.
Also into the game for the Indians, number 44, Caden Daugherty, 6'5 sophomore. Free throw on its way and good by Cheek. 79-47, 12 seconds to go. Powell across the timeline on the dribble. Back to Doherty at the high post in the corner now. Long jumper by Williams is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by the Panthers. And that's the ball game. The final score here on the People's State Bank scoreboard. The Lawrenceville Indians 79 and the Oblong Panthers 47. So the Indians break the ice here and get their first win. They're now 1-5 on the campaign. Oblong drops to 0-5 on the season. A convincing Indian win. They were on top from start to finish and pick up the victory again by a score of 79-47. On the People's State Bank scoreboard again, 79-47 Indians on top. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here at Oblong, Steve Anderson along with Red Hartman, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103 as the Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Oblong Panthers to pick up win number one on the year, 79-47. The Indians never were really seriously threatened in this game. Jumped out on top 25-16 after one quarter of play. led 44-24 at the half, 62-29 after three quarters of play en route to the victory. Again, 79-47, win number one on the year. And Brett has a look at some stats.
We'll go ahead and start with our the home team, with the Oblong Panthers. Connor Potts with 5 points. Nate Meese, the leading scorer of the game, with 18 points. Jarrett Manhart with 8 points. Jace Fielder with 2 points. Casey Cheek came on late with 8 of his own. And Caleb Black with 2 points. And that rounds out the scoring for the Oblong Panthers. And for the Indians tonight, Jordan Jones had 15. Zeus Marsh had 15. Connor O'Dell with 8 points. Steven Christian Beeman, 8 points. Ryan Moore with 4 points. RJ Nelms had 2 off the bench. Skylar Toole, 13 points off of the bench. Noah Weger had 7 points. Taylor Osmond with 2 of his own. Logan Williams with 3. Connor Gray with 2 points. And that rounds out the scoring for the Indians.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop is with us here after the Indians pick up the win by a score of 79-47. Randy, your pressure paid off. You got some trapping pressure, got a lot of turnovers and a lot of baskets.
Yeah, our press, I thought, hurt them tonight, and we're able to finish early and get a good lead. And I'm just glad we got off that goose egg. We got a win,
yes.
So that helps us a lot, mentally especially. A
lot of balance here tonight. We had you with at least 3 players in double figures here tonight, so you spread the wealth around a little bit.
Right, we did, and we had a lot. We got everybody in that could help us and contribute a little bit, and it's nice to be able to get bench kids in, young kids, and look at them a little bit.
Skylar Toole with 13 off the bench, definitely giving you a spark as of late, Randy. What can you say about him?
Well, you know, eventually he's probably going to be the starting point guard on the varsity team because he can get the ball where I want it. He picks up the team when he goes. If you notice, when he goes in, the whole perplexion of us playing harder changes. But I'm going to wait a little bit, just get him as many minutes as I can, but probably by the conference tournament he might be the starting point guard. And then I can move those other kids that can shoot a little bit to different spots. I'm pretty happy about that. I thought Jones got on the boards better tonight than what he had, and we're going to have that. I thought Zeus played hard, probably just to – you know, he missed some shots that he probably normally wouldn't miss, but that happens sometimes in games. I still appreciate how hard he hustled. The Nelms kid came off the bench for me and gave us a good spark, and, he'll probably get to play a little bit more, too, as time goes on.
Absolutely.
Floor up for you next, Randy, on the road at Conley Gym, also always a tough place to play. What about the Wolves?
Well, they've got 3 good shooters, and they've got some size a little bit in the paint. We match up pretty good with them, so it'll be a pretty good battle, but that's a tough place to play. We'll have to be ready to play when we go over there. Their crowd gets into it, and they'll be ready to play because, you know, we've handled them pretty easily for the last 4 years. So now they're seeing where they can probably jump on us pretty good, but we'll work hard, and hopefully we'll go over there and get another win. Then Saturday we got Lincoln, and that's kind of comparable to playing T-Town, probably in Mount Carmel, but we'll give it our best shot and see what we can do.
So quite a few games for you here in this week. That's probably good for you, isn't it?
It really is, especially when you're young and you're trying to get better. The more games, the better. They can get that experience before we really start getting into a lot of those conference schools.
Okay, we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks for doing the game, boys.
Good luck, Coach.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win it by a score of 79-47. Again, the Indians with their first win of the year, now at 1-5. Oblong drops to 0-5 on the year. Brett, just what the Indians needed, get off that schneid, off the winless streak there, and pick up a victory, and now we'll await Flora at Flora on Friday.
What a ball game overall. Back and forth all night. Very quick, fast-paced game. Great game for the Indians. If they can apply that pressure and have that much success, you know, they turned the Panthers over 25 times tonight unofficially, Steve. So if they can get into that pressing defense, and it might just be something that works for them. If they can knock down those outside shots, we might see a winning ball club here tonight or going
all
forward.
All right. Well, Indians won the JV contest as well, 63-13. Skylar Toole with 16 points. And I think we still have some business to do. We still have to name.
Yes, we do.
Our players of the game are
some of the game as well. So
let's
go with our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game tonight. We're actually going to give that to it's going to be a co-player of the game tonight. Zeus Marsh and Jordan Jones both scoring 15. The difference there, Zeus Marsh with five assists, but Jordan Jones with five steals of his own. So those will be our Loeb Oil Slick players of the game. And for our Larry Bobes sub of the game, again, this one's going to go to Skylar Toole. 13 points off the bench. He's been the spark for them so far early on in the season, these last few games for the Indians. So Skylar Toole with our Larry Bobes sub of the game, and Jordan Jones, Zeus Marsh, sharing our Loeb Oil Slick players of the game.
All right, 79-47, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Hope you've enjoyed the action here tonight on this Tuesday night. Thanks to our producer-engineer, Dennis Poland, back at the Waco studios. And thanks to you, of course, again, for listening. Again, the final here at Oblong, the Lawrenceville Indians 79, the Oblong Panthers 47. Steve Anderson for Brett Hartman saying so long from Crawford County.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. Bottom line, I just want the news that matters. So I turn to my local radio and TV stations. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town, people I know and trust, for the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere. I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.
You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists. This is WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, Light 103.